Cultivating proper alignment, deeper activation, and more fulfilling awareness in the teaching that we do in our yoga classes can help to give students a more fulfilling experience of their yoga practice. Another really helpful tool for bringing those three A's into your teaching is to focus on cues for physical and energetic stabilization. These are also cues which help students cultivate neutral spinal alignment, which helps people to feel better in their body, to feel better physically, to have less strain, less tension in the body, but also to have a deeper and more meaningful experience of prana, which is part of how we attain the fulfillment goal of yoga, to have a deeper and more fulfilling experience, both in our practice and in our lives. The way that we would look at this is to consider the spine. That there are three areas in the spine that are in need of stabilization. These are the lumbar spine, the thoracic spine, and the cervical spine. So the pelvic area, the upper body, and the neck. When we're teaching, if we can really hone in on cues which help people cultivate more stability in these places in the spine, not only will they feel better in their body, but they will have a deeper, more subtle, energetic, fulfilling experience of yoga. So let's just talk through briefly what we might say and also what we might see in our students. So in the pelvic area, we might see that the pelvis is rocking forward. And the space between the pubic bone and the navel is compressed, and the lower back is flattened. We also might see the opposite, that the lower back is compressed and the space of the lower belly is overstretched and collapsed. So the cues we could use here are to engage the pelvic floor or lift the pelvic floor, draw the lower abdomen in, and lengthen the lower back. In the upper body, we might see students rounded forward. We also might see them are overarching backward. Both of these positions create instability and discomfort over time, especially. So, here we could give cues around relaxing the shoulders, lifting the sternum, and drawing the low ribs together. In the neck, we might see the head coming forward. We also might see the back of the neck compressed and the chin lifted. So, the cues that we could give here for stability would be to lengthen the neck, to bring the head back, and to let the chin be parallel with the floor. These are just some ideas. You don't have to say it exactly like that. You can put it into your own words. But when you're looking at your students, look at their spine and consider which cues they could benefit from for more physical and energetic stability.